ודבר אלוקים, על מוישה, והיו עם אלו ואני השם. אז לכן וידבר אלוקים, וידבר זה לא שם דיבור, דיבור זה לא שם כושר, ואלוקים זה לא שם מידס הדין. And in the same passage it says, וידבר אלוקים על מוישה, והיו עם אלו ואני השם. וידבר אלוקים, והיו עם אלו ואני השם. דבר אלוקים זה לא שם כושר. דבר אלוקים זה לא שם כושר. והיו עם אלו ואני השם, והיו עם אלו זה אמירה. אמירה זה אמירה רכה. Right? Kusima, the women speak raka soft. Dibur is kosher, and Havai is the shape of Rachman. So what's Pshah in the same posture? They double the Kiva Moshe, which later is speaking Dibur kosher. And then we aim at Elov and Yashem. Is it kosher or isn't it kosher? Is it kosher or isn't it kosher? Similar stira you have at the end of the parsha. Not stira, but a nest you have at the end of the parsha. The last makkah in the sweet parsha is Borod. Borod is the makkah of where the Rashi brings down over there that the hailstones came down Mayim and Esh. Rashi says a psaloshon of Lasses Shalom Koine Nasu Shalom Tashem Lasses Rotzon Hashem Osu Shalom B'neim. Rashi says that by the makkah of Borod and the parsha Esh Mayim also. So Vaydava Elokim Hashem Vayim Eilav Ani Hashem Vayim Eilav Ani Hashem. Borod is Esh Mayim together. Esh Mayim is like Kosher and Rach again. Esh is Gvura and Mayim is Chasodim. Kielu similar to the beginning of the parasha. Davar lekim al-Moshe, v'yem v'elav, v'nei Hashem, in Bria, is the bechin of Eish HaMayim coming together. So what's the Yisod? Well, the Yisod is, that we know from the Hilgim Arnaim, from all the Svarim, what do we know? We know that the Das was in Golos in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Moichin was in Golos. The Moichin was in Golos in Mitzrayim. We discussed this Arichas that Mitzrayim was slavery. Slavery is physical, menial, physical slavery. Mitzrayim, all the other Golias didn't have physical slavery. Here Mitzrayim is physical slavery. Physical slavery means like an eved. A slave is somebody who doesn't use his moich. He never uses his moich. Right? That's why we know Avda, the Gemara says in Gittin, Avda Beg, Hefgeir Nichli. Why is an eved like Hefka? Because Ein Adam Oiv Aver Elen Kein Nefnas V'Ruach Shtus. Avodim like Znus. Why? Because Ein Adam Oiv Aver Elen Kein Nefnas V'Ruach Shtus. If you use your moich, then you don't get to these things. But an eved never uses his moich. Why does he use his moich? Because he's always busy in physical, always busy in menial work. Kolos Mitzrayim was the goddess of physical slavery, menial slavery. And Meila, therefore, there was no moich. The moich and the das was in goddess. The das was in goddess, you have to know a big yisod. The das, you see this with children. The das is in goddess, so the das. So when the moich is in goddess, then they're all like children. That's why it says when they came out of Mitzrayim, Yecheskel says it was like a ve'er lech b'smesesses b'odamayich, v'arim lech b'damayich hayi, v'arim lech b'damayich hayi, said about Kvalis Shudim in Mitzrayim, that it was like a leda. It's like they were in katnas in Mitzrayim. Now, you ask a little boy to be mevate to his little brother. What are the chances, Ari? Children don't have das. Children don't have das, they have midas. Midas, they're instincts. Now, when you don't have das, it's a very tifi sod. Again, Mam Shef Tim Marech, a long time. But Rav Tim Marech, it's something. A person doesn't have das, so the midas be'etzem are strong, are rock hard, right? They rock hard. A person's got a midah, and it's like the Rav Shos Lanta says, easy to learn shas than to break a midah. A midah is something that's very hard. It's set. This is my teva. Teva is hard. Teva is something that's set. Right? You said that the Vizuratai congeals eventually, the Teva. The Teva is something that this is Nitba, it's like stand in, it's hard, and this is the way it is. It's very hard to change it, right? Very, very hard to change it. So, the only way to change it is with Moyach. Moyach is Meloshan Nimuach. What does the word Nimuach mean? Dissolving. Dissolving something which was a solid, and now you dissolve it. Something which was hard, then it dissolves. It becomes soft. The moichin make the middah soft. The middahs mitzad themselves are kuloi. The middahs mitzad themselves are kuloi hard. Moichin, and the Indian of moichin is that's just like water makes everything soft. Right? You take something hard, you put it in water, it becomes soft. So moichin, we know that chlal, the moich of a person is from the yisoid amayim. A person called Ishmael Ruch and Ofer. So the moich is the yisoid amayim. Because it softens. In other words, a person's dovek to Ruch. So I don't just mean like a mathematical mind or physical science mind. I mean moichin the Kedusha. Moichin the Kedusha, so then it softens the middah, it's not so harsh anymore. What's the sod? Why is it taka that? And it's a very, very long thing. But what's the sod? Why is it taka that moichin soften everything? Because clash, middas clash, right? If this child's got a middah of I don't know what, and you want him to do the other middah, he's a lo yelech, doesn't go. Why? Because this is my middah. What do you mean? You want me to be something else? You want me to be somebody else? Change my birth certificate. This is who I am. So I'm an angry person. I'm a this person. I'm a that person. What's the difference? This is who I am. This is like that's childish speaking. Oh, but somebody's got that because a cut named by das, but a godel yesh by das. So a godel sheyesh bo das, his moyach takes some hecher b'dem, and therefore it softens it. How does it take a softening? Because the higher you go, the more you see, the hafachim are all one. The higher you go, the more you see that all the hafachim and ischach are together. Why is Shemayim made up? Shemayim is made out of two words, which words? Eish and Mayim. Why is Shemayim Eish and Mayim? Because Shemayim is a mokim of all hafachim are one. Shemayim is a river of Eish. Not a river, there's a river. Shemayim all hafachim are minach, man, it's all to yisod. By the malochim, kulam ahuvim, ois ha-shalom bim-roimov. Ois ha-shalom bim-roimov. Gavriel is Eish, Michal is Mayim, ois ha-shalom bim-roimov. It's shalom. Why? Because the higher you go, the more you see it, everything comes from one shorish. Everything comes from one shorish. So then you can't say, I'm this, I can't be that. Because in b'shorish, everything is one, right? So Ben Shalom sends down Gavriel to cool down Avraham Avinu's furnace. Why Gavriel? Gavriel is Eish. How can Eish cool down? There it is, because that's malachim. The higher you go, the more you see the hafachim are one. Yeah, your toifas you saw? So made a moichin is a hecher. Moichin is like the chelak shemayim from a person. So made a, the more moichin you have, the more you realize that this is not such a solid hafachios to this. And made you can be soivel. You can be soivel the two of them together. So moichin can be soivel. And that's I'll give you a marshal. Mochay timcha is a chamalik. Mochay is meloshin moyach. Amalik is meloshin melika. Here's the moyach and here's the guf. A malik is lashon malika. What does a malik mean? Malika, malika severs. Malika cuts off. So if malika cuts off, there's no moichin kesher with the guf. That's a malik. A malik's got no moich. That's why Esau's head was chopped off. There's no moich kesher. So the clip of a malik is a clipper where a person is like a child. A person over his midden, over his zach, and over his thing, he can't see how two afachim can be one. That's why Esau says yeshli rav. Rav is ribui. He doesn't understand how to be ma'achad the ribui. Yaakov says, yeshli kol. Because if you're ruchnius, it's a kol. Kol means accumulate. Everything comes from the same accord. So that's why, mochay timcha ezeich amolik. The more moyach you put in, the more you're wiping out amolik. Because the more moyach, the more we're connected l'mala, the more we use amoich and we're connected l'mala, so the more we see, amolik's whole chayzik comes from when there's rav, so everything's a solid. But the more moyach you put into your avodas Hashem, so the more you can soften, the more you dissolve him. What does it say? Im even hu, pagam amenuvel zeh, mashcheh lebeis ha-medrash. Im even hu, nimuach. Why? Because you're schlepping him to the beis ha-medrash. What do you do in the beis ha-medrash? Moichen. Moichen. What do you do in the beis ha-medrash? Moichen. He's even. What does it mean that the Yitzhar is an even? What does it mean he's a stone? It means that he set, the clipper of the Yitzhar is that he sets everything in that it should be like an even. You can't change everything is stones. Stones are set. You can't change them. So it's a horror of stone. If you bring him into the Bismedrish, muach. And that's the sod that by Yaakov Avinu, he made stones around his head, around his moyach. Oh, what happens to all the stones around the moyach? They become one. Because that's the moyach. You can have something that's as strong as an even, or if you put it next to Yaakov Avinu's moyach, it all becomes one. Because they're all nemuach. It all becomes one thing. The festkeit, the starkeit, goes away. It all becomes one. That's the sort of them becoming one. The more moichin, the more all hafachim become one. The more it goes up, the more vachina of shemayim it is. So meila. Therefore, that's the yisod. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing over here with Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the das was in galus. Das was in galus means it was kulei kosher. Melech kosher, and he achbid is liboy, kovid, heavy. Achbid is liboy. Pari gets one patch, another clap. Pasha can't change his mind. He says yes, and he says no again. It was kenechtin. Pari is the excuse of what can I do? That's the clip of Pari. I can't let them out. It's geitnish. I can't let them out. I'm trying. I said yesterday, but the next day he flips back again. He can't let them out. This is who he is, and finished. Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming out to break that, to break the teva. So Meila, Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming out to break the harshness of teva. Ben Shalom is coming to him in Galat. Gilavika Malchi is the Malchus Shemayim. Peladikasod, and that is the Esod of the Kabbalah, that from Shema to Lo Bisharecho is 42 words. 42 is the Shem Mem base of Onam Mekoyach, which is the Shem of Gvura Minas Adin, Min Mata Lamala. Onam Mekoyach, Gdula Simeon is the Shem Mem base, and that's the Shem of Gvura Din. Din goes milmata lamala. So it's 42 words from Va'ahavta to Levesherecha, which is the shame in base, which is the shame of din. But what's the content of Va'ahavta to Levesherecha? Va'ahavta. From Hoyim Shemayah till this Hantim is Devarei Eile, the 72 words. 72 words corresponds to Shem Ab. Shem Yud Kevav Kevimila Yud. Yud Kevav Kevimila Yud is Gematria 72. 72 is the Gematria of Chesed. It's the Shem of Chesed. What's the content, what's the subject of Hoyim Shemayah? Shamu Lechem. Bechor Af Hashem. Vatzar Asa Shemayim. Lo Yehem Otov. Va'avadatem Mehera. Should have been in the reverse. Shem and Beis should have that Toichim. And Va'avta should have the other Toichim. What's the vote? The vote is, after saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's all one. It's all one. After you bring out the Achdus, after you say Hashem Elokeinu, whether it's Yudke Vovke or whether it's Hashem Elokim, whether it's Din and Gvur, it's all one. Hashem Echad. So then the Va'avta is in the Shem Membeis. And Mesomtim is, and Vesartim V'chorof Asher Hashem Bechem is in the Shem Ab. So you see that the more you're oisik and yichud, that's why it's said by Krishna, if you're not mechavan the pasuk of Krishna, you're not yoitza, because the pasuk of Krishna is kolei moichin. You have to be mechavan in Krishna. You have to be mechavan in Krishna. If you're not mechavan, you're not yoitza, because how can a person feel that all the hafachim are echad without moichin? Without moichin everything is heavy. With moichin everything's together. Without moichin everything's heavy. So after you said Shema Yisrael Havai Elokeinu, the Shem of Rachim and the Shem of Din is Havai Echad, it's all Rachimim. So after that we can chap Ava Hafto and the Shem Mem Beis and Vayim Shemoy the Shem Abba and Bechor Af Hashem is all one Bechina. So maybe that's what Rabban Shalom is doing now in Mitzrayim. So therefore the Parsha begins. The Parsha begins by Davar Lekim and Moshe by Yeme Eila Vini Hashem. Even when the Rabban Shalom is Kaviyochel angry, Kaviyochel and Hoga of Kas, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Lama Ariyesa, Rabban Shalom is showing him Havada I love you, Havada by Yeme Eila Vini Hashem. And that's why it says Ba'era, Ba'era is the Rashi Elovos, Ba'era Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. What's the sod? The sod is that Avraham was Chesed, Yitzchak was Gvura, and Yaakov was Tiferes. Yaakov showed that everything was one, right? In Shabbos Minchas, Keneged Yaakov Vino, Ata Echol, Shimcha Echol, Mikamch Yisrael, Goyach and Boret, it's Keneged Yaakov Vino. So Yaakov Vino is that Bechina that took the Hafachim and made them into one. So Ba'era Elovram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's Mazbe. Why? How can it be Vaidabel Kim and Moshe, Vayeme Elovin Yashem? How can you blend together two opposites, the Chesed and Gvura? So that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of the end of the parasha as well. The end of the parasha, Avraham Shalom is showing that this Anhoga is the Shemaim Dik Anhoga. So the Borot coming down to the first of the Makkas, coming down from Shemaim. What comes down from Shemaim? Shemaim is Eishemaim. Shemaim is Oysa Shalom Ben Remov. That's what Avraham Shalom is smashing. He's smashing Paro. He makes everything hard. He's smashing the Eben. Smashing the heaven and Eishemayim can come together, all Hafachim are one. That's the sod of Parshas Vayera. So maybe some one person feels he has a Zah Midah. If he's in a different matzav, he has to know that he can't say, I can't change his Midah. Now, this is your matzav. A person's got to be flexible. A person's got to be soft. Soft and flexible. Soft and flexible means sometimes he has to know how to be noikim and noikim and noikim kol tamit chochim she'enim noikim and 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 noikim. He has to know, and he mustn't look at it as a stira. If he looks at this is Gevur and this is Chesed, so they can't go together. The more Shemayim, the more Moichin the person is, the more Moichin the person is, so the more he brings it all together, the more he sees how Chesed and Gevura is all one, and then the more Moichin he puts into it, the more it'll be Zochem Es Hashem, to Mechias Amalek, because he's the one who's making everything strong. And that's why Rabban Shalom says, Ein Shmo Yechod, Ein Kisei Yechod, there's no Havaya, Ein Kisei Yechod, Ad Shimacha Zahar Shal Amalek. Zochem Es Hashem Es Baruch, Zchus Diburim, Zchus the time, Baruch Hashem, Zochem together. So Baruch Hashem, Eber Shehelchem Etz Hashem, Hashem Zochem Taka to Mechias Amalek, Hashem Zochem, where the Moichin of Klal Yisrael should be Goyver, and should take the Evan, and the Evan should be Nimuach Etz Hashem, and the Yitzhahara should be Nimuach, and everything should dissolve, and all the Gashmis should dissolve, and we should see how everything is Taka. Taka Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, and Hashem Zorcha Taka to Esmigdush destroyed the Ba'av Sinaschim, Hashem Zorcha to Avas Chinam Eretz Hashem, sitting with Chabura together, Hashem Zorcha, all different people from all different walks of life, from all different people together, all come together, Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach, and Hashem Zorcha Taka to the Gevul HaShleim of Amitis, and Kimei Tzeischo Meretz and Shrem Erenen and Flots from Herab Yomeinu Amen.